Okay, one more time. We're up to Perek Tezayin. Okay, we are middle of doing the Shira. David composed, and David instructed the Levim should sing in front of the Aron Ir David, which begins with Pasuk Ches and concludes with Pasuk Lamed Vav. We went through the Pasuk and we translated the words very loosely. We mentioned yesterday that this Shira really is, there are three parts to this Shira. The first part of the Shira goes from Pasuk Ches until Pasuk Chav Gimel, and from Pasuk Chav Gimel, Shiru LaHashem Kol Haaretz, Dashu Miyom Yom Yeshuoso, until Pasuk through Pasuk Lamed Gimel is the second part of the Shira, and the third part of the Shira is Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hey, and Pasuk Lamed Vav, where David instructs everyone to give, to answer, to bless Hashem and to answer Amen. And we mentioned yesterday the first part of the Shira was sung in the morning, in the early morning, and the second part of the Shira and the third part was sung in the afternoon. And this was done for 43 years while the Aron was located in Ir David until Shlomo HaMelech built the Bayis Rishon. It's not clear what happened after Shlomo HaMelech built the Bayis Rishon. Did they continue to sing the Shira every single day or did they stop? And the only song they sung was the Shir Shalyom that we say after davening is over every single day. It's not clear. Seemingly they did say it because it was part of our Pesukei de Zimra, so it must be, if it carried on throughout all the generations into our Nusach HaTfilah, it must be that there's a Raglayim L'Dov, they did indeed sing the Shira during the time of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. It's amazing, something happened for so many years, we don't even know what happened. You know, so much of history is lost. How could that be? How could it be that we don't have any records? Yeah?
I always ask that question when we learn a lot of the Mishnahs or the Gemaras about anything having to do with the Avodah.
What happened?
How do we not know?
The Churban was so great. I mean, it's not really such a question. Look, go back just 70 years ago, the Holocaust. So, I mean, today, in 2013, they're uncovering evidence that there were a lot more than 6 million people. They were close to 7 million people. And they're discovering shtetlach we never knew about. Shtetlach and people, and there's a whole history out there, and a whole world. And it's all just wiped off the map. And no one knows what happened. And we have bits and pieces of things that we... It's only 70 years ago. We're not dealing with something that happened 3,000 years ago. So maybe it's not such a difficulty that the Churban was... The Golos and the Churban, and there was no technology in those days, was so massive that it's right. A lot of these things indeed have been lost from us. Okay, let's see some of the Rashis. Some of the Rashis, these are very hard psukim. It's a very hard psukim to translate, and we went through some of the Rashis. Let's just go through a few more. Let's find a place to start from. Let's start from Pasuk. We did the 1,000 years. Let's start from Pasuk Tes Zayin. Okay, that's what I think we were up to in the Rashis. Tezayin, Asher Koras, as Avraham. Here the Pasuk, and Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk is milling of telling us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he forged a bris with Avraham, he made a shvur to Yitzchak, and he established for Yaakov a chok, and to Yisrael four different nouns. There's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then Yaakov turns into a Yisrael. For Avraham, we use the word Koras. Yitzchak, we use the word Shavua, Yaakov, the word Chok, and Li Yisrael, Beris Oilam, Rashi, Tezayin, Pasek Tezayin, Asher Koras Avram, which was Li Yitzchak, Pasek Yitzayin, Vayimel Yaakov, Lechok, Yitches, Lemar, what exactly was the Krisas Bris and the Shavua, Lemar, Lecho, Etein Eretz Kanan, She'im Kol Echad V'yechod Koras Bris, Lo Ses Lechem Es Eretz Kanan, with each person, which each one, Hashem forged a bris that he will give them Eretz Kanan. When did all this take place?
So what he's saying is each of these different terms amounts to a bris.
A separate bris. She'im Kol Echad V'yechod Koras Bris. We mentioned yesterday, I don't have the sources, but we mentioned yesterday that Yitzchak is the most difficult because we don't have anywhere explicitly in the Torah where Hashem made a bris, a separate bris with a promise to Yitzchak. Hashem said to Yitzchak that I will fulfill, Hashem said to Yitzchak, do not worry, I will fulfill to your children, your descendants, what I have promised Avraham, your father. But it does not appear that Hashem made with Yitzchak a separate bris in his own merit. So, but the pasuk here seems to say that he did. Asher karas es Avraham ushevu aso liyitzak. So it could very well be that it was an oral tradition. It could very well be that not every single thing mentioned in the pasuk and not everything that happened is actually recorded in the pasuk. And Rashi seems to emphasize that by telling us she'im kol echad ve'echad with Avraham, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, and with Klal Yisrael, Hashem karas bris. Hashem forged a treaty. Loses lohem es eretz Canaan. Yutes biyoschem esem espar oz nishba loses lohem es eretz Canaan. Chevel nachlaschem zeu davar gadol sheilom amirov meroivam. This is a davar gadol. Shein loymar. Don't say meroiv am sheyisem tofastem eretz Canaan. Don't make a mistake and think that the reason why you succeeded in conquering, taking possession of Eretz Yisrael is because you were a very large nation. It was koichi v'oitzem yodi osli esachayel azeh. That's nothing further than the truth, because Klal Yisrael was nothing more than a few. It was l'mala miderech hateva. Don't make that mistake. You were nothing more than a few people. And if you're going to say that even for 1,000 and more there is a number, that means he chaver nesher gor sham Avram the Yitzchak v'od im leger toishav haya emul chalos lechazar eretz Canaan. I don't really know what these words mean. I have a hard time translating these words. Lo haya pela kol kach v'zafilu gor b'zeshav lo haya ella. Okay, but the gist of Rashi is that you were very small in number. You were gerim and yet you succeed in conquering the land. This we mentioned yesterday. What does it mean that you went from nation to nation? Avram went to Mitzrayim, Ulegror. Gror is the land of the Pelishtim. We mentioned this yesterday. Yitzchak went to Gror. He went also to Avimelech Melech Pelishtim. Yaakov hoye bebeis Slavon eshem shana for 20 years. Vegam ata ki vayelchu. And also now you're in Galus. Ki vayelchu lo nemer ela vayisalchu. You continue to travel from one nation to another. So when it says vayisalchu migol goy, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Yisrael all are in a state of traveling. Avraham Mitzrayim and Pelishtim. Yitzchak Pelishtim. Yaakov Lavan and Klal Yisrael and Golis, they continue to travel through Golis until they reach their final destination, return back to Eretz Yisrael. Lo hiniach pasuk chafav lo hiniach lishlosh kamach yudah. Hashem did not allow anyone to rob them. Afal pi kein shalchum imokum lemokum minik lahazik over dirachim kishabon lemolom alone. When a person travels, he is vulnerable. That's derech kol olam. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitzin alein, and when a person travels from place to place, he's vulnerable, and moitzin alein alilos, and they lie, they bring upon them libels. Aval elu lo hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lazikam loshkam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow the goyim to cause harm to his people. Dugma, Oy oshak es amiso. The word oy, just showing that the word over here lo oshka means to cause harm, like do not cause harm to your friend. V'im toyim amash lo oshkam chaim sedrachim b'shar haratzah sh'avru el b'sachem l'fishlo hirgishu bam. Aval im hayu margishu bam hayu oshkim b'sam l'kach nemar. No, don't make a mistake. I think the reason why they were not harmed was because the goyim did not recognize who they are. In other words, we went in disguise. That's why we survived. No, that's not so. When we traveled from nation to nation, the Goyim were very well aware of who we were. And that's why it says, Kachnema vayoychach aleihem milochim, kloimar, vadai oshkom. They for sure attempted to cause them harm. When Paro liAvram, Rabbi Melech liYitzchak, Bolavan v'Shchem liYaakov, v'Yamalohem haKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem said, "Al tigubim, do not cause them harm. Al tigubim shichoy v'nivei al terei." Avram Ksivit says, "Vayenag Hashem es Paro Ksiv vayavei Elokim Elokim el Avimelech b'chalom halayla vayom Eloi hincha meis because of the Eishes Navi which you have taken possession of." B'Yakov Ksiv Vayavay Elokim Elavon Harami Bachlem Halayla. Hashem came to Achlovan Vayom Elo Hisham Lecha. Do not touch Yaakov. Do not speak to me. Dover Mitoy V'Adra. V'Yabi Yaakov Shabo Elav L'Hargo Al Shahargo Shchem V'Chamor Shchem. The city of Shchem came to kill, the wage war against Yaakov because of what Shimon and Reuven did. Shimon and Levi did. And it was the terror of Elokim upon the people, and they did not cause them harm. And to Hillim, there's more elaboration. There, it's just telling us that in there in Tehillim, in Mizmor Lamed Hei, there are more psukim which go further and tell us more details. So the point of here is to recap is that Vaisalchu Migoy El Goy, even though that we were vulnerable, we traveled from nation to another nation, even though we was known who we were, and the Goyim, the kings Paro and Avimelech and Lavan and Shechem did try to cause us harm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always protected us. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Shu Pasuk of Gimel, the next part of the Shu, Shul Hashem Kol Aretz Bashu. Yeah.
Did Avram have the right to make a bris with Avimelech if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with him, Eretz Canaan?
So that's a very big discussion, if Avraham was allowed to do it. Some of Rishonim are critical of Avraham that he was not allowed to do it. That's why the Akedah, Vayachar HaDvar Mo'el, is a medrash. The reason why Hashem worried about the Akedah was because it's a punishment to Avraham for making a bris with Avimelech. So what you're saying is correct, and it's discussed at great length by the Mefarshim. Okay, let's see Pasuk of Gimel Shu'el Hashem Kol Aretz Bashem Yom Yom Yeshua So Sapur Yeshua Sha'asa Lonu Keshagola Oren. So El Eretz Polishim. So according to Rashi here is learning the Pesukim based on the context of what is taking place. The song here is specifically that Hashem restored the Oron. It's not just a general description of giving Shir to Hashem for survival. It's the Oron was returned by the Plishtim to Kiryas Yorim. B'chol ho'amim nifli yosef she'asa im ho'aron. Again, same thing. It's referring specifically to what happened. Pasuk Chavav, ki kol elokei ho'amim elilim, tohu ma'aseh yidei adam. Their elilim means all of their creations are nothing. The Dugmas of Nevuas Chavakuk, Mahoyil Pesa, what benefit does an idol have? Kipeslo Yotzroi Adla Sois Elilim Alamim Vashem Shemaim Osa Belilim Ksiv Lasos Avla Kadosh Baruch Hu Oise Shemaim Varts. What?
Maybe its Yetzer is Puzzle. I don't know the exact word in this
puzzle,
but it's probably
puzzle. They fashion it.
Its answer was puzzle.
Okay, he makes a contrast. I can't figure this out. This contrast between Hashem is Oseh, but by the Goyim it says La'asos Elilim, and by Avraham Kadosh Baruch Hu Oseh. Maybe it's not going on the word lasos elilim alamim. They make their deeds are nothing.
Elamim,
they're mute. Avraham Kadosh Baruch Hu oisei shemayim v'chol tzim. Hashem is the creator. Okay, let's see. For the pasuk of Zion, hoy v'chol tzim v'chol tzim v'chol
tzim. One acts and the other is formed.
Okay.
The contrast.
Okay. Pasuk chav Zion. Hoyd v'hodar lefanav oz v'ched v'mekamo avolah ha'acherim kemes mutalim v'makom shemasim oisam sham unachim lefish she'elokeinu hu elokim emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the living God and their gods are dead. Okay, pasuk chav ches chavul Hashem mishpachas amim u'mayidnu lo Mefarish Kavod V'Oz, Pasuk tells they shall give to Hashem. What should you give? The Pasuk includes you should give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavod V'Oz. Pasuk Haftes, Kavod Hashem Kavod Shemo. Shemo Hashem, Aleph Dal Nun Yod, V'Hu Adon Lakol, V'Zehu Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemo, Ki Kishmo Kein Tiloso, just as his name is his praise. Hishtach V'Lashem Haras Kodesh, Ki Kein Amarnu Hoid V'Od L'Fonov, Chilu B'Od G'ol Oretz, Afikot Hei V'Altimot, Melech, Kishiroye, Shadoyagim Yirei Mimenu, Os Humat Aleim Yoyser Ema, V'Heim Doyagim Mimenu Yoyser Shloyachiv Kol Boteim. A melech boss of Adam, when the melech boss of Adam sees that the people are afraid of him, he takes advantage and he causes more trouble. But umidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, Kish Olam Yirei Mimenu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world fears him, Oz Tikon Tevel Baltimot, Shu Oysen Nekama, he Baltimot Shu Oysen Nekama, the Hayisharim Miskaimim, the Aritz Miskayemes, the Inam Mismaitetes, it does not falter. Lekach Chilu Milofan of Kol Aritz, fear Hashem, Ach Al Tidogu, don't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same fear you fear of a Melech Boss of Adam. When you fear Melech Boss of Adam, that can lead that he'll take advantage and he'll cause harm. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Tidogu, Ki Lo Yovi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kim Lasakin Olam Liyashvoy, Hashem will only make good, do good to the world, Avol Kishein Habriyos Toyagim Imenu, but if Chas Shalom people are not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'choytim, Oz Yehapchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the world upside down, the abdem, and destroys them. Okay, so this is an interesting idea how he ties together chilu pasuk lamed chilu milufanov kol haaretz, fear Hashem, and that fear will lead to something good. Hashem will repair the world. Af tikon tevel baltimot, unlike the umos olam, when you fear the king, that fear leads to more destruction. Again, that's not absolutely clear what that means. What
it seems to me that there's a healthy fear and an unhealthy fear. There's a reverence, a fear and reverence, and respect for authority, and then there's the over.
Okay. Okay, absolutely. Okay, let's go very quick. I want to go a little further. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Yismuch Hashem v'segel Eretz Yom v'gim Hashem Olach, Kishadam Olich HaKol HaTzevim. When man becomes king, everyone is sad. Kishainim Yoidim Im Yesh Shetef Bidinoi. We don't know Im Yesh what is going to Avol Kishayimlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yismuchu Hashmayim V'Haaretz V'Chol HaYisharim Yomru Ata Molech Hashem Shechzir Lanu Es Aron. Going back, this is a mixing of themes referring to the Aron, referring to the theme of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem is king, the world rejoices. Pasuk Lamed Beis Yiram Hayam Umiloho, let the sea roar and all of the things that are in the sea. Kol Brio Shebiyam, all of the creatures in the sea. Dugma Ranu Shamayim ki os Hashem al shehechse lanu es aron v'sholach malachi chavol la'asos mishpat b'plishtim. Hashem sent forth angels of destruction to take revenge against the Plishtim, to bring upon them the hemorrhoids and all of the terrible things that happened to them because of because they stole the ark. Okay, now pasuk lamedal is a very hard Rashi. I don't really understand this Rashi. Let's do the best that we can. The art school also writes that they don't really understand what this Rashi is saying. Let's see the Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Hoidu Hashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasto. Okay, we have here Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Aleph is the conclusion of the Shira. It's the third part of the Shira. Ze Einoi Siyam HaMizmar B'Pasuk Ze. This is not the conclusion of the Mizmar. These two psukim of Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmo Vigam Imru Hoshenu Lokei Shenu Me Oisai Mizmar. It's from the same Mizmar. Okay, that's Mizmar Kuf Vav. Let me try to put this in perspective. Okay, Mizmar Kuf Vav is a very long Mizmar. The very end of the Mizmar, Mizmar Kovav, includes Baruch Hashem Elokei Yishlom in Oilam V'yad Oilam V'yamar Kol Am Amein Haleluka. That's exactly what it says here in Pasuk Lamed Vav. Okay? The beginning of Kovav begins Hoidu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki Li Oilam Chasto. So pasuk lamid vav, but pasuk lamid he, and pasuk lamid vav. I'm sorry, pasuk lamid dalid is the beginning of the mizmar, and pasuk lamid vav, skip a pasuk, is the end. Now I take it back. Pasuk lamid hey is the second to last. Not exactly is the second to last pasuk in Mizmar Kovav. So basically, what David HaMelech has done here with these three psukim is started the Mizmar and has ended the Mizmar and has left out everything in the middle. A condensed version. Like you go to Slichos, you don't want to say all the Slichos, so you just say the first and the last. Right? So that's what he's done. He took Mizmor Kovav, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Haleluko, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Liolam Chasto, skip all the way to the very, very end. And the other pasuk says, Vayitein Oysom L'rachamim Lefnei Kol Shoyvehem, period. Hoyshienu Hashem Elokeinu, the Kabbat Seinim in Hagoyim, Lehoidois, Lashem Kotshech, Lehishtabech Vesilosecha, Baruch Hashem Lechay Yishol, Min Oilam Yad Oilam, Boyamar Kolom, Amen, Halleluka. So this is what Rashi is coming to explain. What's the meaning of Rashi? Ze Einoy Sim Hanizmar, the Pasuk Ze. The words, Hoydu Lashem Kitav Kiliyom Chasto, is not the end. Just the opposite, it's the beginning. Ela mizmar, hoidu l'ashem kiru b'shmo, v'gam imru hoshenu l'kei yishenu, mi'oysoi mizmar. V'yaf ha-mizmar hu masku l'pasik zeh. The mizmar also begins with this pasik of hoidu l'ashem, ki he'ech nofel kan, v'imru hoshenu v'kabetzenu min agoyim, ki he'chon golu b'mei David, sh'oim v'kabetzenu min agoyim. Okay, the words of Rashi, it's not exactly clear. What are these words doing here? Why is David over here saying, Hoshi'enu l'kei yishenu v'kabet seinu v'yatzlim in agoyim? At this point in time, when David is composing this mizmor, this shira, there is no galus. They're about to build the Bayis Rishon. They're not at this moment in time in a state of galus. So what's David saying? This, the answer is enechanami. That's not the main focus of the shira. The shira also happens to mention galus, but the main focus is the history of Klal Yisrael, which appears in Mizmor Kovav. There's a lot of other themes which David wants to bring out, and he has no choice but to mention the end of the Mizmor. The Kach Seder B'Tehillim HaMizmor Maschil Hoyd L'Hashem Kir B'Shmo Ve'inu Misay Mekim Ay Baruch Hashem L'Kei Shol Ad Amen Haluka She'akol Me'inech L'fi Shehu Mizmor Gadol. Because this is a massive Mizmor, it's one of the larger ones, Mizmor Gadol V'Cholkoi, he divided it U'Maschil Hoyd L'Hashem Kito V'chein. He gives an example where Eov did the same thing, V'chein when he wanted to elaborate on the event, he cut it up. Now he explains something over here. Kibeshira machmas giague simchaso, the yearning of your joy lo yochol leharich. It's hard to sustain. You have to break it up. You have to take breaks. It's too hard to go and do it in one shot. The cholko l'shnayim, and the same way you have that concept by song, you have the same concept by a lament or eulogy. The chelin kina machmas roiv tsaro, due to the incredible pain of Eiv. Ein yochel laharich. The cholko l'shnayim, we divide two parts. Ki gam shira v'gam kina. Here he says something very interesting, that there are major similarities between song and kina and lament. Ki gam shira, exactly. When you're dealing with emotion, you're dealing with there are similarities, whether it's the emotion of happiness or the emotion of sadness. Ki gam shira v'gam kina ka'achas ne'morim sherei chano kishabo l'spalul ba'azara. Choshva, unbelievable raya he brings. Incredible raya. Choshva Eli Lishikoira. When Chana came to pray in the Beis HaMikdash, Chana was mispalel from her heart, and Eli thought that she was drunk. How could that be? The answer is when the person is in an emotional state, it's hard to determine if it's an emotional state of joy or an emotional state of pain. Chana was in a state of pain. A shikoira, a woman who is intoxicated, is in a state of joy, extreme joy. And Eli HaKoyen, who was a wise, clever man, himself was not able to discern what her matziv was. The reason why she is in this state is because she drank wine. V'hi amra, she said, you're making a mistake. V'yayin v'sheicha lo shasisi. Ki mirov sichi v'chasi. I am due to my expression of pain, I appear this way. Michlal, shebe inyan echad, shikor v'tsar he misnahagim. A person who is intoxicated due to joy and a person that's in pain are one and the same. So therefore, what he's saying over here is that he's coming to bring out this point, we have a similarity. This Rashi is telling us that this pasuk, these three psukim here in Divrei Hayamim, can be compared to something that Eov did. Eov had to take breaks in his mourning, because since he was due to a prolonged state of mourning, you can't sustain that emotion for a very long period of time. You have to take a break. And there's a precedent to this in Sefer, even in Perek Chav Zayin, and that's exactly here what David is doing here in Perek Tes Zayin in Divrei Hayamim. He's coming to extract a mizmor that he composed previously, Mizmor Kuvav, which is very, very long, and he begins it and he ends it, and he leaves out the middle, because you have to take a break. It's coming to indicate that it's not exactly clear if did they recite the entire thing. Was David over here giving instruction to the Levium that every single day I want you to recite the entire Mizmar and just break it up into two different parts? Or is he just telling them, no, just say the first pasuk and say the last two psukim, and that is sufficient? Okay, pasuk lamed hey. The Imru Hoshein Masoif Mizmar Shemadab Lamala Bishviya Vayachal Tseim Oyvehim Yachni Aim Tachas Yodam Uchsevachra Vaitin Lahosom Larachim. This is referring to Tilm Kofhei. Okay, so here he's going back to the previous Mizmar. Previous Mizmar, before this Mizmar Kovav, was Mizmar Kofhei, where it begins Hodiu Vaamim Ali Losav Shirulo Zamlo Sichu Bechol Nifliosav. Okay, part of the Shira, the second part of the Shira that starts with Pasuk of Gimel until Pasuk, through Pasuk Lamed Gimel, really comes from Mizmar Kuf Hey. And there, we only quote the first couple of psukim. We go until Vayikra Ra'av Aleph. It's like, I would say about a little bit, I'd say about almost a half of Mizmar Kuf Hey is from Shiru LaHashem until Lamed Gimel. And now Rashi here says B'soif HaMizmar M'shemedaber L'mayla B'shviya V'yichal Tzeim O'yvehem V'yikonu Tachas Yodim V'chsiv Achra V'yitin O'yisom L'rachamim L'fnei Kol Shoveim V'yachshav D'ofer Lo Yimar Hoshein Hoshem Elokein V'yikavsir V'nagoyim K'asher Asisu Lachem U'betilim Ein K'sir V'yimru Kiim Hoshienu Kikeinoi Falemar Lakhina Madavik Kishavi Aaron Bez Mizmam Halalu, on the first Resh Rabo Lefisha Poros Kisharu Amush name is Mam Halalu. That's why he sang these, because this was the song of the Poros. In other words, when the Plishtim returned the Aaron from their land, their territory to Kiryas Arim, the Poros pulled the Aron and miraculously sang the shir. What shir did they sing? These two mizmarim, Kuf Hei and Kuvav. David condensed it and told them to sing. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeli Yomar, Vayesharna HaParos, Mashu Amru, Hoidu LaShem Kir Vishmo, Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Shu LaShem Kol Aretz, Lefich Tignam David Amram Lufnei Aron, Mizmar Echad Shachris, Mizmar Echad Arvis, Bibnei Mipi Rabbeinu Elozar Bar Mishulam. Okay, so this is, okay, I know I just ran through it, I butchered up the Rashis, I'm sorry, I didn't prepare too well for this, as you can tell, but this is at least just a little bit of a gist of some of these psukim here in the Shira. And before we go further, I just want to share with you a few short things. First of all, it's a very important Medrash. The Medrash says, Al tigu bim shichayu bin viyay al tereyu. This Medrash appears in, no, it's not even a Medrash, it's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes, that Bim Shichoy, my anointed ones, refer to the Tinoiko Shel Beis Rabban. Al Tigo Bim Shichoy, don't touch the children. The children and the Mishanuvin Vi'ai, my prophets, Al Toreyu, that refers to the Talmidei Chachomen. And the Gemara tells us that in the Zuchus of the Tinoiko Shel Beis Rabban and the Talmidei Chachomen, the world exists. The Farshim, they take note that you have to be more careful with the children than with the Talmidei Chachomen. The children don't even touch Al Tigu. The Nevi'ai, which are the Talmidei Chachamim, the warning is don't cause them harm. The word harm relative to touch is not as direct. So it's you just see the Chomer Hadvar. So let me just share with you a few short ideas about these psukim. Number one, it's interesting to note that there are 10 expressions in this tefillah. Something to think about when you daven every day. The words are hoidu, kiru, hodiu, the 10 declarations. Hodu, give thanks. Kiru, call out. Hoidiu, make it known. Shiru, sing. Zamru, also sing. Sihu, speak. Hishalalu, praise. Dirshu, seek. Bikshu, another expression of seeking, and zikran, to remember. If you go through the entire nusach, starting from Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmo Hodiu Va'am Malilosav, and you count all of the directives, there are exactly 10 directives given by David to the people and to the world, what they should do and how they should go about doing it. Why there are 10? So it says in different, so these 10 correspond to the Aseres Hadibros, or they respond to the 10 Makos. I don't know why the 10 Makos, how they come into this, but that's what it says here in Sefer Chaya Avraham, Nechachme Sofarad. Interesting, there are 10 expressions. It's very easy. You know, in Davin, I always find it's very hard to concentrate during Davin. And the reason why it's so hard to concentrate when you Davin is because since you say the same thing every single day, it makes it hard. And you always have to come up and invent different type of techniques in order to keep your eye on the ball. And one of the best techniques I always find for myself is when you have things that are numbered. When things are numbered, that somehow helps. This is an ancient concept of why many things in davening follow the letters of the aleph base, ashrei. So we have letters of the aleph base, so there's a certain flow. You're keeping track by keeping focus of the aleph base, and you have this throughout the entire davening. You have in Birchas Yotzeor, and you have this on Shabbos, and you have this all over davening. So you have it here as well. There are 10 different expressions in Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmo Hodiu V'Am Malosav. There are 10 different expressions which allude to the 10 Makos, or maybe you could allude to the Asura Mamoru Shnir V'Oilam. The number 10 we know is a very important number in our liturgy. Okay, let me get another nice idea which I found to be very appropriate, very interesting, is the difference between the instructions for Klal Yisrael and the nations. Hoidu la Hashem, give thanks to Hashem, kiru vishmo, call out in his name. Who is David speaking to? Seemingly he's speaking to Klal Yisrael. Then when he addresses the nations of the world, he says, Hodiu vo'amim alilosav, making known among the nations his deeds. Now, it appears that among the nations, David is demanding a more elaboration, a more praise. Among Klal Yisrael, Hodu LaHashem, give thanks to Hashem. What do you have to do? So for my own people, for Klal Yisrael, it's enough. Kiru Vishmo, call out his name, just mention Hashem's name. But among the nations, it's not enough just to say Hashem. You got to speak. You got to go and elaborate. So here in this sefer, Talei Oros on Tefillah, he has a very beautiful vart from Rav Yitzchak Bivolozhin. Rav Yitzchak Bivolozhin, I don't know who this person was. He was Maspid, a very great person. Rav Avraham Evlei. I don't know who this person is. Rav Avraham Evlei. It appears that he was an Av Bezin in Vilna, a very very great person, and he gave a hesper. So when he was masked, he said, he quoted this pasuk, and he said, what should we say? So the truth is, there's nothing to say. We don't have to say anything, because when you know a person, when you know the person well, just saying the person's name evokes a hergish feeling. You know the person. What are you going to you're going to describe all of his chasadim, all of his nisim tovim? He's so part of you. Just saying the person's name already brings you to tears when you realize, you recognize that he's no longer with us. To people that don't know him, for them you have to go and elaborate and put on a whole show and describe exactly what he did to give you some appreciation of who the person was. The more you know the person, the less you have to elaborate. So that's what he explains in this pasuk. The Klal Yisrael throughout history has always been fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhag of midah keneged midah. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world, deals with us. All we have to do is say Hashem's name, say Yudke Vavke, and we are immediately filled with emotion, with Yerushalayim, with hergish. But the nations of the world who are distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't really relate to Him. To them, you have to elaborate. You have to hodiu vo'amim, make it known among the nations, alilosav, His deeds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, in order that they can gain a greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very profound idea. It's very, very true. Like, you know, I was dealing, running a matzeva for my mother, Allah HaShalom. And you come up with different expressions. So then, I ask myself, but this expression, is this unique to the person? You can say this expression about anyone, right? Like, there are certain expressions, and you go look on a matzeva, these are standard expressions, but the difference is, when you know the person, and you take these words, which the truth is, it appears, you go to the cemetery, you go look at a matzeva, so maybe these words will appear on a thousand kavarim, but it has different meaning when you know the person. When you know the person and you think of the person and you read the words, it brings up in your mind a whole different flavor than if you did not know who the person is. And that's really what this word is all about. For Klal Yisrael Hu Na Kadosh Baruch Hu, all you have to do is say Hashem's name. And that's it. Kiru Vishmo. The nations of the world, they don't know who Hashem is. They don't have a relationship. For them, you have to write books, encyclopedias, and guides, and svarim, in order they can have a greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something very profound, something to think about every single day. We say this, Hoidu Hashem. What do you got to do? For Klal Yisrael, all you got to do is Kiru Vishmo. Say Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Hashem. That's everything. For the nations of the world, what? You're going to tell them to say Baruch Atah Hashem. It's boring. They're only going to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they'll read a book. Give me a good book that will tell me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles. Show me a documentary. Show me a movie. Then I'll appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu by them. Hodiu vo'amim alilosav. It's a chesaron that they need this elaboration. Okay, that's
all.
Yeah.
Says why they have the names that they gave. Yeah. I list them all because you didn't have to explain anything. When I say the name, they went from this place to this place. Telling Klal Yisrael, just mentioning the name,
that's enough.
Oh, I remember what happened there.
Just the name alone
triggers a lot of memories.
Right. The trigger.
All the things that happened.
Yeah, just the trigger is enough.
Why is that the case? Then in a certain we have to know.
Okay, it's true. Yeah, there's a balance. We have to also, we just can't do nothing the whole day. We have to, have a longer davening. We have to do something special. So there is a need to elaborate at sometimes. Okay, let me just another idea also touched me. I like this idea from the Alshech. We know that on Purim, we do not recite Hallel. Why do we not recite Hallel on Purim? So there are different reasons. The most popular reason is Akate Avde Achashverosh Hanan. The miracle of Purim took place during the time of Galus, during between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. So it was not a complete redemption. When the miracle of Purim was over, where were we? We were still in Bavel, Paras. We were still servants of a foreign authority. That's one answer. Another answer, more profound answer, is that Kriyasa Zuhilula, just telling over the story itself, is a form of praise. You don't have to say Hoidu LaHashem, Halleluka, Shirulo, Zamrulo. Sometimes just repeating the story itself is a form of praise. It's a very profound concept. In the Hodu that we say every single day, that's really exactly really what it says. Shirulo, sing to Hashem. Zamrulo, make music to Hashem. How? How? How should you sing to Hashem? How should you make music? How? All you have to do is sichu b'chol nifli yosef. Talk. Just relate. Sichu means speech. Idle chatter. Speech. Just discuss. Just tell over the simple things. Just tell over Hashem's ma'asim. Look what happened today. Look at this. Look at that. You don't necessarily have to praise Hashem with song and dance and music to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kriyasa Zuhilula. Just reading the story of the... There's no praise in the Megillah. The Megillah is nothing more than a story. There's a story. There was a king Ahasuerus. She had a queen Vashti. He killed the queen. He took a replacement, Esther. Haman made a gezerah. And Mordechai rose to power. And this happened and that happened. It's a story. But in the big picture of things, wow. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. Kriyasa Zuhilula. That's exactly what it says here. Shilo, sing to him, makes music to him. How? Simply through Sihu. Discuss B'chol Nifliosov, his wonders, his deeds. Kriyasa Zuhilula. Okay, that's... Okay, another short idea. We have the word lemar l'cho etein eretz kinaan chevel nachalaschem. Why is Eretz Yisrael called the rope? Chevel means the lot of your inheritance. The reason why an inheritance was called a chevel, chevel literally means a rope, because they would mark off the boundaries with ropes. They would survey the land in ancient times, not with high-tech GPS devices, but with ropes. So that's why a nachala, an inheritance, a piece of land, was called a chevel. It's a borrowed expression, because ropes were used to mark the land. But there's a concept in Chazal that a rope has three. The word chevel means a cord that's made from three strands. The land of Eretz Yisrael was given to us in the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Asher Koras es Avraham, Ushvuasa liYitzchak, Vayamidech liYaakov lechok. The three. Then we have Yisrael, Baris Olam, is all of them together. Leimar lechot in Eretz Kanaan, Chevel nachalaskan. The reason why the reason why we're calling it a chevel is because after we combine the individual shvua, the krisas bris to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that now turns into a chevel, into a rope, which has three parts. Okay, one other thing I wanted to mention is here it is. Hoidu LaHashem B'nei Yaakov B'chevel. I mentioned to you before that there are ten instructions. Now, even though there are ten instructions, there's another way of counting. There are really 12. If you go through the entire Hodu, you can break up the entire Hodu, this section that we're discussing, into 12 parts. What are the 12 parts? Hoidu LaHashem, part 2, Kiru V'Shmo, part 3, Hodiyu Vo'amim, part 4. Jump. That's, then the Hodiyu Vo'amim, Shirulo, Zamrulo, Sichu. Sichu is one Sichu, B'chol Nifli Yosef. His Halalu B'Shem Kocho. Now here's where we differ. Yismach Leif, that's an entirely different concept. Dirshu Hashem, Bakshu Fonov, Zichru Nifli Osov, Umoivsov, and that's the last expression. So in the Sefer Avodas HaTamid by Rabbi Elisha Chaviloi, that corresponds to B'nai, that's why the end of the Mizmor concludes B'nai Yaakov B'chirav, that these 12 expressions correspond to the 12 Shvatim. The reason why there are 12 different, you can break up the Hodim to 12 parts, is because we want to give credit to the 12 Shvatim, as indeed we say in the Hodim, we do say the B'nai Yaakov B'chirav. Okay, let's just finish up the parak. Maybe if I prepare better tomorrow, I'll have more things to tell you about the Hodu. But I at least want now to finish the parak. To finish the parak, just a few more psukim until the parak is over. These are easy psukim. Let's go to pasuk lamed zayin. Okay, so we're up to parak to zayin. Pasuk lamed zayin. David here has the Aaron has been successfully transferred to Ir David. David has assigned, has instructed that the Levim shall sing the Shira. Now we go into more detail exactly who is going to sing the Shira. So pasuk lamed zayin vayazov sham lifnei Aaron bris Hashem leosaf. He abandoned. Now it doesn't mean abandoned. It means he appointed. He told Osaf uleechav. He left there. Asaf, you Asaf, Asaf was one of the Levim, and your brothers, you will remain here in this location, in Ir David, together with the Aaron, Lishares, you will sing, you will minister, Lifnei Ha'aron, Tomid, continuously, Lidvar Yom B'Yomo, daily, going back on what we learned yesterday, what Rashi concludes here, every single day, half of this Shira in the morning, and half of this Shira in the afternoon. Asaf and his brothers are appointed to do this every single day here in Ir David before the Aaron. Pasuk Lamed Ches. The Oved Edom, he appears many times. It's not clear, according to some of the Mepharshim, there were three Oved Edoms. It's very confusing. Who exactly was Oved Edom? Who was his father? Who was he? But here it says this Oved Edom, Va'achehem, and his brothers, for a grand total of Shishim Ushmona, 68. And now, seemingly, we're discussing now a different Oved Edom. The Oved Edom ben Yidisun, he was Oved the son, a different Oved Edom, the son of Yidisun, V'chosa. Chosa was also a son of this person called Yidisun. They are going to remain with the Aron, Lishoarim, to serve as gatekeepers, honor guards. So David here is appointing Asaf and his brothers, Oved Edom, and another Oved Edom, the son of Yidisun, and a person whose name was Chosa, the son of Yidisun, to be gatekeepers, to remain with the Aron and Ir David. Pasuk Lamites. Now what about the Kohanim? Because these were Levim, the gatekeepers, and Asaf were Levim. What about the Kohanim? So we discussed this yesterday at great length. They were not to remain in this location. They were to go to Givon, where the Mishkan was stationed. The Eis Tzadok HaKohen, Ve'echov HaKohanim, Lifnei, they're not going to remain near David, they're going to go to Givon, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Babama, the Bam means the Bama Gedola, Asher B'Givon. What are they going to do there? They're going to offer Karbonos. Lois Oilois La Hashem Al Mizbach Oila on the Mizbech of the Oil Tomid La Boiker Villa Orev in the morning and in the afternoon the Tomid Shal Shach and Tomid Shal Ben Abayim Ulchol HaKosub in Torah Hashem and all of the other Kabbalists that are written in the Torah Hashem Asher Tziva Al Yisrael Pasik Memalev Yimohem who is going to assist Hamon Vidusun Ushar HaBirurim Asher Nikvu. Now Yimohem goes back on together with the Kohanim, Haman, Vidusun. This is Haman is going to go there to Givon together with Tzadok and the Kohanim, Haman, Vidusun, name of a person, Ushar HaBirurim. the other selected Levim, asher nikvu, that have been specified, b'shemos, lehoidois l'Hashem, to give thanks to Hashem, ki li'olam chasu, his kindness is forever. The imohem, who is with them? Haman, we're repeating him again here, vidusun, chatzoitzrois, they're going to blow trumpets, umit siltayim, cymbals, lemashmiim, to bring forth sound, uchle shir, musical instruments, hoelokim. Hoelokim means the great ones. The clay shear that are miyuchid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nei yidusun la'shar, and the children of yidusun, they're going to serve as gatekeepers. Vayelchu, so this group of people, Haman, yidusun, and their brothers, they are going to serve in givon with the Mishkan, and to sing shira when the korbanos are offered. Vayelchu kolam ish leveso, everyone returned home. Vayisov David levarich espeso, and David turned to bless his bayis. He came home to give bracha to his household. So here we have here the end of this parak, the successful transport of the Aron from Kiryas Yearim to Ir David. David appoints a group of Levim to be with the Aron continuously and to sing Shira, a special Shira which he composed on for this occasion for the next 43 years. And then David sends all of the Kohanim together with another group of Levim to return to Givon and to offer the Korbanos and all of the communal offerings and to sing Shira as the Korbanos are offered.
What's the function of the Israel?
What do you mean the function of Bnei Yisrael?
Are they going to go to Givon?
They're going to go to Givon to bring korbanos. They're going to bring three times a year, right? Three times a year.
And then, right. And then they're going to. What about the Eir David? Are they going to come to Eir David?
I guess it was a place of tefillah. I guess they did come there. It was a place to visit.
Was there a men's?
It doesn't say. We don't know. It was an OL. It was some type of tent where the Aron was stored. Okay, let's stop here. Let's do some Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Yearim, yeah. I think we do, right? We know basically where it is. Kiryas Yearim. It's somewhere near Yerushalayim. It's not far from Yerushalayim. Ir David is part of when you go on the tours, they show you where Ir David is. Ir David, if by the Coastal Plaza, to the right. And if you're facing the coastal,
right.
Go right.
Right.
You go right. Yeah.
All the way down. You gotta go down.
That's where you have the light show.
No. They have the weird thing. They found the excavation now.
If you look at
Chris, you're like bakery.
What?
They take up more.
Okay,
let's learn.